It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moran. It's a 16th region girls battle between the host Rowan County Lady Vikings and the Russell Red Devils. Second meeting this season between these two teams. Russell defeated Rowan County 64-40 in the Eastern Kentucky Conference Girls Tournament semifinals. Rowan County is coached by Matt Stokes, 2-2 on the season. 2-2, obviously, against region teams. Russell Red Devils, coached by Mandy Lane, 4-0 overall, 3-0 in the against region teams. And since 1999, Russell now has won 22, and Rowan County has won 21 in the series. We'll come back with the starting lineups and more after this on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable gaming license 001694.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead. Head in Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
County, 2-2 on the season. Russell, 4-0 on the season. The lineup for Russell: at one guard will be Shaylin Steele, a 5'6 senior averaging 17.5 points and 6.8 rebounds. Bella Quinn at a guard, a 5'3 senior averaging 10.8 points and 3 rebounds. Kennedy Darnell is at a guard, 5'7 sophomore averaging 17.8 points and 3 rebounds. Hannah Sanders, a 5'10 senior at a forward, averaging 9 points and 2.2 rebounds. And Courtney Fitzpatrick at a forward, a 5'10 senior, averaging 2.5 points and 3.5 rebounds. Steele, Quinn, and Darnell at the guards. Sanders and Fitzpatrick, the forwards for Russell. For Round County at a guard, Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior, averaging 8.3 points, 2.7 rebounds. And another guard, Kelby Ford, 5'6", 8th grader, averaging 13.7 points and 4.7 rebounds. Forward, Destiny Utterback, 5'6", senior. She's averaging 8.3 points and 5 rebounds. And another forward, Brinley Walker, 5'8", freshman, averaging 4 points and 1.3 rebounds. And the post player is Olivia Beach, 5'8", senior, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds. Wills, Ford, Utterback, and Walker, the guards and the forwards, but they'll run a four-man guard system pretty much. And the center is Olivia Beach. In the earlier game at Bath County, Russell again won that 64-40. The Red Devils were led by Penn State signee Shaylin Steele. She had 24 points, and Bella Quinn, who is signed with Kutztown State in Pennsylvania, Division II school, had 12 points. Of course, Olivia Beach of Round County has signed with North Central University from up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with you for a 61st District doubleheader. The girls' game at 6, the boys' game at 7:30, and that is Round County taking on Menifee County. We're going to slide over to WKCA on Thursday night for Round County's, what looks like the only appearance in the Stockyards Bank and Trust Challenge. They will play in the first game of that classic, that challenge, and they will play Boyd County, and it will be a night of the JV games and also the varsity game between undefeated Boyd County and the Round County Vikings. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us, located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
One of the rare days here in Moorhead where there was a basketball game starting before noon. Moorhead State women edged out a close one over Wheeling University in what was elementary day. Robertson County brought a contingent of students as well as a few other schools in the local area. Again, Moorhead State just barely winning that one, but hey, at the end of the day, a win's a win, and Brown County's going to have to play well tonight, Randy, to pull off a victory over Russell. And coming up this weekend here on the Round County campus, there's going to be plenty of basketball action, that's to say the least.
Yeah, don't forget to be out tomorrow night where friends from Frenchburg come over for a 61st District doubleheader. And girls and then boys, 6 and 7:30. But the Stockyards Bank and Trust Challenge will get underway Thursday night with the Round County game against Boyd County, approximately 7:30 start. We'll have that game on WKCA 97.7 because Moorhead State is playing that night as well. And then on Friday at 6 o'clock here in the high school gym, Lewis County will play Paintsville. At 7:30, West Carter will play Berea. And at 9 o'clock, should be a great game, Pike County Central will play GRC. 8 o'clock over in the middle school, Holy Cross and Trinity Christian will play. On Saturday, getting underway with some JV and freshman games at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And then at 12 noon, Beth Haven will play Lewis County in the high school gym, Trinity Christian versus Owen County over in the middle school. 1:30, high school gym, Holy Cross versus East Carter. Over in the middle school gym, Berea versus Menifee County. 3 o'clock, Morgan County against Pike Central in the high school gym, Louisville Collegiate versus West Carter in the middle school. 5 o'clock, should be another good one as we have GRC, Clark County, whatever you want to refer to them as, back again, and they will play Breathitt County at 5, and then the wrap-up game at 6:30, Rockcastle County against Louisville Eastern, and that's if Round County's not able to find a second opponent for themselves in that tournament.
I just don't see how it's fair they let a college team from Louisville come and play West Carter. I mean, how's that fair?
No, not college. Collegiate.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. On a serious note, though, when you look at these two teams playing here, Russell and Round County, when you look at their series history, it's been a very even series history when you look at it from a 30, 40-year perspective, Randy. But when you look at it from a small sample of a 10-year sample, Russell's won 12 of the last 15 and 6 of the last 7. And looking at this matchup this year compared to last year, Haven Ford is at Murray. She's averaging almost 9 points, 4 rebounds, just shy of 3 assists. And she was one that Shaylin Steele was kind of offset by, if that makes sense. And now Steele kind of can stand out on her own, and it's a tough matchup for Round County, to say the least.
Yeah, we mentioned in the lineup, she is a Penn State signee, and also up in northeastern Kentucky. You've got Audrey Biggs at Boyd County, and she is a Pitt signee. Pittsburgh. So we've got some fine players, no doubt, in the 16th region this year.
We done with breaks, boss man?
Yeah, we don't need to take another one right now, but we can take a break until, I think we've got an optician that ought to be honoring the mentioning the officials. Kenny Kegley is the referee. Jeff Atkins and Gavin Ramsey are the other two officials. Gavin Ramsey, he came in early and also worked the JV game, which was won by Russell 46-44.
One interesting game that I noticed on the schedule involving some teams of interest was Johnson Central hosting Scott County tonight. That game's actually already final. Johnson Central defeated Scott County 46-37. So obviously that game had a very early start time, and somebody got that score in quick.
Yeah,
that's the only game final so far tonight in the state.
Yeah, Johnson Central's, I've heard that they have a nice club this year up there in Paintsville. And we always know Scott County's going to be loaded or reloading, one or the other.
Good way of putting it.
Great Crossing's good this year, I think, with both their teams.
Is this year number 4 for Great Crossing, roughly? Mm-hmm. Russell in their road black uniforms, maroon lettering and numerals with gold trim, Round County home white uniforms with green lettering and numerals with black trim on those uniforms. These two teams did meet back on December 4th in this EKC tournament. Russell winning that 64-40, and Randy, simply put, Round County just did not take care of the basketball.
Yeah, they sort of also run out of gas in that one. They were like 1 point down, maybe at 29-28. I mean, that's probably not exactly what it was. And then they just pulled away.
Sometimes I get stats involving other sports that are just too good for me to share, and I want to share this one. The Minneapolis Vikings defeated the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday 3-0. So when you hear a 3-0 game, you think, wow, there is no way that's happened that many times. Well, you would be wrong. That would be the 59th time in NFL history that a game has ended 3-0. That right there blew my mind.
Now, back in some of the old days when it was all grass and it might be snowing and all like that, there were some 3-0 games and 6-3 games and things like that.
I feel like a 3-0 football game's like going to a soccer game and ending in a 0-0 draw. You almost want your money back. Steele, Quinn, Sanders, Darnell, and Fitzpatrick. Steele averaging 18.7 rebounds. Quinn averaging 11. Sanders 9. Darnell 8. As Randy mentioned, Penn State commit Shaylen Steele. For Round County, it's going to be Wills, Utterback, Ford, Beach, and Walker. Led by Kelby Ford, averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds. Mentioned Haven averaging over 8 points, 4 rebounds, just shy of 3 assists at Murray. In her freshman season, getting quite a bit of playing time. As Kenny Kegley tosses this one up in the air, and it's controlled by Russell, moving from her right to left. Darnell gets the tip, controls it to the right wing, all the way to the right low block. Shot no good off the side of the backboard. Rebound Steele. Early rebound for her, and she passes it out top from the low block, and it's turned over. Wills intercepts it. She'll take it to the other end and lay it up and in. Quick two-point bucket for Diamond Wills, the 5'5 junior. Second year as a Viking as Round County's applying a 1-2-1-1 full-court press. Russell passing it up the court, getting it across the timeline. It's to Fitzpatrick. She loses it, falls on the deck to get on top of it, rolls it out to Darnell, and Darnell will now get it over on the right wing to Sanders. Sanders to Quinn. Quinn to the left elbow, into the paint, floater from 8, no good, rebound Ford. 2-0 early, 45 seconds in, as Ford slows it down at three-quarter court and will cross the timeline. Man-to-man defense from Russell. Round County moving from our left to right, coached by Matt Stokes, 2-2 on the season. Andy Lane, coach of Russell, 4-0 on the season. 16th region champs, Russell was in 16, 2020, and 2021. Left wing Ford to Walker, left low block. Back straight away out top, Wills. Wills in between the circles. Being guarded closely by Darnell. Right wing, she'll get it over to Walker. And she has it just straight away stolen by Steele. Steele at the timeline, to the right elbow. Tough, leaner from 5, no good. Rebound Wills, 4 Round County. And she turns it over right back. Fitzpatrick with the back tip. Pass up the court, is going to go through the hands of Quinn. And this is an ugly first 93 seconds in this one.
Round County will not be successful. There was two straight plays where Walker was really soft with it against Steele, and Steele finally got a steal on that one. And then, you know, coming back down here, we're just lucky to get it back.
Nice pun. Across the timeline, Wills. on the wing. Keeps a dribble while falling to a knee and turns it over. Stolen by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick has to wait for Darnell to come and get it, and Darnell's going to get an easy lane from the left elbow all the way to the left low block. Wide open lay-ins there. 2-2. Darnell, 5'7 sophomore, her first points and the first points for Russell. In between the circles is Utterback. First time we mentioned her name. Walker. Now back to Utterback on the wing. She'll fire the three. Nothing but net for Destiny Utterback, the 5'8 senior. Suffered a heartbreaking ACL injury last year, but has came back strong this year as Russell has it on the right wing with it. Sanders. He'll get it to Quinn. Baseline right, and the 10-foot jumper's there.
Pressing's great, but you got to hustle back when it's broken.
Ford trying to counteract the Russell press, gets across the timeline to Utterback, left baseline Beach. Beach picks up her dribble in a tight spot, gets it in between the circles to Wills, still man-to-man from Russell. Still guarding Ford as Wills takes it to the right elbow. Wills, right low block, jumper blocked away. Nice play by Kennedy Darnell, the 5'7 sophomore. She swats it out of play. A good three-point shooter is Darnell. Over 40% three-point shooter from long range. Ford into Walker. Wide open in the corner. Three creams off the side of the backboard. Way off. Rebound Russell. Darnell. Long pass up the court is good for an easy lay-in by Quinn. Quinn with four, and Russell has the lead, 6-5, 3 minutes in first quarter. Ford has her pocket picked at the timeline by Steele, and Steele's going to get an easy lay-in with the left hand. Two times we've seen Steele get easy steals. No pun intended. Toward across the timeline. 4:45 first quarter. Russell's largest lead of the ball game. Utterback in between the circles gets the handoff. Utterback takes the screen from Beach. Pass to Ford on the wing, slapped out of bounds by Steele, and it will stay with Round County.
Round County cannot replicate this pressure in practice, you know, and that's really causing them trouble right now. They'll get used to it as we go along, though.
Three the lead for the Lady Vikings and Coach Matt Stokes. Ford to the right wing will hand it off to Walker. Walker takes it into the painted area. Left-handed floater off the glass. No. Defensive rebound will come down to Fitzpatrick. Long pass up the court. Sanders was cherry-picking, and Sanders will get the easy two. Four of the five starters have scored for Russell. Only one who hasn't scored is Fitzpatrick. Almost midway through the first quarter, Russell has Round County doubled up. Ford to the elbow, into the paint, shot no good, but Ford fouled on the floater, and she'll go shoot two free throws. Still gets the foul, her first, team's first. Ford on the season. Now 4-4 from the free throw line. If she makes the first, she'll shoot one more. Knocks them both down. Ford does not waste any time at the free throw line. She gets that ball and fires. Full court pressure from Round County. Still with the middle of the court. Passes up the timeline to Darnell. Up to Sanders. Right low block across the paint to Fitzpatrick. Great ball movement. And Fitzpatrick now makes it where all five starters have scored in this first half. Ford across the timeline to Beach. Wide open. Right low block lay-in. And Beach got behind the defense in Round County. Answers back, but getting behind the defense for Russell on the other end is going to be Sanders. She was wide open, and she gets the lay-in on the other end. 14-19, Russell leading, 3:43 first quarter, and both teams.
Around County, yeah. we mentioned
long passes there to get 2 points. Sorry,
we mentioned in the pregame they got four players that can play guard. That's great, but you got to be in rotation, and if you're the guard who should be getting back, you better not forget about it, and Round County has done that a few times in this game.
Raceland at East Carter tonight, Bath at Fleming County, Wolf County at Hazard, Pendleton County at Mason, Leslie County is traveling to Paintsville. Here's a question for you. I was thinking about this, preparing for this game. What is the mascot of Leslie County? And I ask that because I don't know.
What? Eagles.
The Eagles, okay.
Maroon and gold.
Wow.
From Hyden, Kentucky. That's an old 14th region team.
There we go. 14-9, Russell leading Round County. Long pass up the court is trying to get, or is Beach going to find it across the timeline as I get tongue twisted. Beach will take it to the wing and get it off to Wills. Wills in between the circles. 3:30 first quarter. Man-to-man still from Russell. Wills gets a left wing Utterback. Utterback brings it straight away to the left elbow. Pass to Ford. She'll go baseline. Back out to Utterback. Shot fake. Stops. Pops. Long two-point jumper. Good. Utterback with five. She leads Round County in scoring, and the lead back to three for Russell. Across the midcourt stripe is Quinn. She picks up her dribble well behind the arc. Angles right. Gets it off to Oborn. Oborn takes it baseline. Pass hits the bottom of the rim trying to get it in the corner. Utterback comes away with it. Utterback, left wing to Walker. Baseline left forward. Floater from five, no good. Rebound steal. One-arm pass up the court. Quinn gets it at the timeline to the free throw line. Laying up. Count it. She's fouled as Wills will pick up her first and Round County's first. And nice finish there by Quinn, the senior, coming into this one averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. Has 6 points and a chance to make it 7 at the free throw line. What a pass by Steele. That one-arm pass, impressive. In for Russell will come in Bethany Allen. And Sanders back in as the free throw is no good. Defensive rebound beats. Quick outlet to Utterback. At the timeline, pass up the court to... That is Eastham, who just checked in, is slapped out of bounds by Sanders.
Sanders baited him. She laid back and almost picked it off.
Find the lead for the Lady Red Devils. Under three, first quarter. Pass straight away to Wills from Walker. Wills puts it on her hip. Now puts it to the deck and spins to the left. Backs it out onto the wing. Now back to her right. To the right side she takes it. Pass to Walker is going to be out of bounds.
That wasn't that bad a pass.
Walker... must have not thought the pass was coming to her. She glanced away for a second, not able to get back to it in time. And with under 2.5, Russell's largest lead of the game at 5 can be extended. A double screen for Steele. Comes back to the left. Little one-legged floater from 12 feet is good. And that's beautiful. 18 points. 8. Make that 6 rather for Quinn. To lead Russell, and Round County's Utterback turns it over on the wing trying to get it to Walker, and after picking up the basketball, Quinn takes a timeout to keep possession for Russell. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it right here with Russell leading by 7. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg.
Comfortable seating, what are you going to do? Drive it to the grocery store?
I played golf with Michael Fehrenbacher, a good friend. He lives in Olney, Illinois, and... a few of his friends are big-time farmers out there, and they send me Snapchats and videos of them and their combines. And I swear some of them have microwaves, a TV, computer. They take their shoes off, prop their feet up. I mean, it's big time. But on a serious note, that is Montgomery Tractor Sales. Appreciate their support. 7-point lead. Russell with the basketball. Still kicks it right of the circle to Quinn for a quick three. No good. Rebound Round County's Walker. Walker, the freshman, doubled quickly. Gets it to make it Utterback. Down low, left low block Eastham. Back out top behind the arc to Walker. Crossover dribble to the elbow. Splits a double team. Shot up no good, but the whistle came way before the shot. They're going to tack that one on Sanders, her first team second. Ford will inbound to our right under her own bucket. Ford inbounds to Walker in the corner. Walker, one dribble out on the wing to Perkins. Thought about the three. Back to Walker. To Ford in the corner. Goes baseline right. To floater up. No good. Rebound Eastham. Back out to Walker. Right wing all alone. Right side three. No good. Rebound will come down to Steele. It is 4-on-1. Steele up the court to Darnell in the right-handed lay-ins there. 20-11. 1:10 left first quarter. Ford. Takes it to the right elbow. Right-handed scoop shot off the glass. No good. She's fouled, though, and will go to the line. That one's going to go on Darnell, her first team's third. Ford on the season, 5 of 5 from the free throw line.
We will apologize a little bit on those statistics because apparently nobody filmed at Morgan County, and they're having to find a way to get the stats from that game.
I did notice that myself. There were no stats for the Morgan County game. Fitzpatrick in, coming to the bench, is Sanders. Tell you what, we need to call and complain about Chris Trusty. We'll blame that on Chris Trusty. He probably had nothing to do with it, but we will blame him.
Well, they've got the huddle, and you know they usually they swap it or they can just automatically send it to someone else. Somehow nothing got done that night.
Both free throws good from 4, 20, 13. Russell leading. Under a minute left. Left of the circle with it is Fleming, and she turns it over. Utterback with the steal. Utterback one-on-one with Steele and has it blocked out of bounds by Steele, and it'll be Round County basketball under their own bucket. And I do want to preface, I am totally kidding about blaming Chris Trusty. I do not want anyone texting Chris right now. He's actually doing his radio show right now that he just started. On 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, on Mondays. But just joking with Chris. Inbound pass to Utterback in between the circles. Left wing Perkins. Three-pointer. Good. Much needed. Off the bench, Cassie Perkins with the three. Round County trailing by just four. Half a minute left, first quarter. Calling out the play is Bella Quinn in between the circles. Man-to-man defense from Round County, 20 seconds left, first quarter. Quinn and the Lady Red Devils look content to hold for one. Quinn now's backed it out on the Viking logo. Quinn bounces it right elbow. Off to Fleming, back to Quinn, handoff, Steele, top of the key, 4 seconds, Steele feeds it, left low block, shot blocked away, Easton.
Now we just got to get Lauren that aggressive on the offensive end.
Or with the block, rather, yeah, Easton blocks it out of bounds, 1.5 left, on that shot was Allen getting it blocked. Quinn inbounding with 1.5, Quinn looking, inbound pass to Russell, and no chance of getting a shot off with Fitzpatrick, and we're through one quarter, and a dandy of a first quarter. Russell 20, Round County 16, back in just a moment.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Fun morning this morning when you opened that front door, wasn't it, Randy?
No, I thought it was cold.
Ooh.
And it's still cold.
Well, the wind chill tonight's going to get down to about 26, I saw, around midnight tonight. So please, 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 if you do have any pets outside, bring them inside. No reason not to. Second quarter getting rolling here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Round County's Ford turns it over, trying to feed it to Beach in the paint. 10 seconds in, it's turned over. Steele with the steal. Gets it across the timeline. Left corner three from Quinn is good. Give the assist to Shaylen Steele. 7 the lead for Russell. Perkins gets it to Ford from the right wing now straight away. 23-16, like I said, the lead for Russell. As Perkins, left wing to Wills, tipped and stolen away. Quinn will come away with it. Quinn, 3-on-1, goes left for a left-handed lay-in that is no good by Sanders. Offensive rebound and a putback no good by Fitzpatrick, but she's fouled. And Fitzpatrick will go the line. I missed that foul. Randy, you got
Lauren, Lauren Easton.
Let me know who that was. Easton picks up the first. First free throw, no good by Fitzpatrick. It's interesting noticing the difference between a college officials and high school officials. These high school officials, I swear, some of them, it's like a race to get the foul in to the official score. Second free throw, no good, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Russell to go to Round County. Ford will bounce it in. 7 points the deficit for Round County. 50 seconds in second quarter. Wills feeds it right low block from the right wing to Beach. Beach fadeaway shot, no good. Easton with the rebound. Bounces to a cutting Wills. Right-handed lay-in, no. Rebound Easton again. Dribbles it out into the corner and loses it out of bounds. And it'll go to Russell with 6:56 second quarter. Quinn will walk it up for the Lady Red Devils. Drifting to the right wing is Quinn. Hits Sanders straight away behind the arc. Man-to-man both ways still. Sanders feeds it into Steele in the paint. Turnaround fadeaway shot over top of Ford from 10. No good. Rebound offensive to Fitzpatrick. And we're going to have a foul called, most likely on Beach. Yep, Beach going to be the guilty party. That'll be her first, team second. Inbounding is Quinn. To Steele. Back to Quinn, the inbounder on the wing. Quinn calls out the play, looking at the man-to-man defense. 90 seconds in second quarter and a seven-point edge. Quinn drifts to the left side. Passes straight away to Darnell. Takes it into the paint. Floater partially blocked by Easton. Rebound will come down off the hand of Beach. Nothing she could do about it. And it'll stay with Russell on their end.
Brown needs to block out better, and they can't get pushed under the bucket like that. It's hard to rebound.
Steele gets the inbounds pass, baseline left. Cuts past Perkins and gets the lay-in off the glass and good. Perkins needed some help there and didn't get any. Steele with six. Wills will walk it up. Diamond Wills. 5'5 junior to Ford. Back to Wills. Back to Ford. Deflected off of Steele's hand to Ford. Two-point jumper, no good. Rebound will be a defensive rebound for Darnell. Falling to the court. Sanders will keep it in play, though, and keep possession. 9 the lead, largest of the ball game for Russell. On the midcourt logo is Quinn. Bounces it right elbow, Steele. Steele with her back to the bucket, has it pocket picked by Beach. Beach one-on-one with Darnell. Beach stops, pops, 10-foot jumper, no. Rebound, Beach. One dribble down, floater from 5 this time, no good. Rebound, Russell. As Sanders up the court to Quinn. Thought about the 3. Instead, we'll let everyone run up the court and find Steele in between the circles. Steele to the left elbow. Feeds a cutting Fitzpatrick. Trying to save it in. She does. Right into the hands of Perkins, who's going to be fouled by Steele, and that's 2 on Shaylin Steele. Utterback back in. Perkins will catch a breather. Steele will come to the bench for Russell. Oborn will come to into the game for Russell. Huge minutes here for Round County with Steele coming to the bench.
They need to get back in it. But usually Russell has kids that turn it up and make up for that.
Ford takes it to the wing and will hand off to Utterback. Back to Ford, further in the corner. Ford and Utterback. Flipping spots. Ford now gets it to Easton. Now to Ford. Right low block, Beach. Fade away for Beach. Up, no good. Foul on the floor. Fitzpatrick will pick up her first, team second. Ford will inbound to her right under her own bucket. 7 the lead for Russell. 25-16, 4:49 second quarter. Inbound to Utterback in between the circles straight away. Wills back to Utterback. Lines up the 3. Off the glass. No. Rebound off the hands of Beach. Wills had it. Going to be gobbled up by Fitzpatrick. Rolls it up the court to Darnell at midcourt. Baseline left. Sanders in transition. Jumper from 10. No good. Rebound around County and Utterback. Utterback to Ford left wing. We've gone a while without a bucket. Utterback gets ran over. My goodness. Oborn will pick up the foul. That's her first. .422 second quarter. Utterback bounces it into Ford. Claudia Hicks Court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, as Ford takes it to the free throw line. Pass down low to Beach is tipped and intercepted by Sanders. Sanders, outlet, up the court on the left side, Darnell, who will slow down straight away. Passes right wing to Sanders, the trailer, the 3, no good, rebound Ford, and she's going to be fouled by Fitzpatrick, her second, 4th of this second quarter. Again, after 5 fouls in a quarter, the opposing team will shoot the 2-shot penalty. Bethany Allen in for Russell. Brown County's Wills crosses the midcourt logo here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, trailing by 9. Past the midway point, Ford with it right wing. Spins baseline. Floater from the right low block is good. Ford with 6 now. That's our first field goal, though. We went a long time without a field goal either way, Randy.
You're right.
I didn't keep track, but it was over 2 minutes. 7, the lead for Russell. Straight away, top of the key, Sanders. Right of the circle, Allen. Back left side, Quinn. Again, Russell in the black, Round County in the white. Straight away, Oborn now. Oborn. Left side, Darnell. Still had yet to get it inside the arc, Russell. Sanders now feeds it baseline right to Oborn. Oborn across the paint, wide open, Allen, and off the glass and in. Her first field goal. Patience, patience, patience. That's what Russell showed there. 3 minutes left until our halftime intermission. Ford to the right elbow, off to Wills on the wing. Wills straight away. Wills almost loses it. Does. Ball's on the court. Wills dives on it. Wills gets it to Beach, and a timeout's taken by Matt Stokes with 2:49 left in the second quarter. Russell leading by 9. Second quarter. We'll wrap up the second quarter when we come back here on WIBY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, we ask that you please buckle up. Want to keep you a listener for a long time to come here on WIBY. And especially with this cold weather, you never know when that black ice will pop out of nowhere. 9 the lead for Russell here in 16th Region Girls action. Utterback throws it away. Inbound pass is intercepted. Coming and intercepting it is Sanders, and she'll get it up to Quinn left side, who'll take it in between the rings. Quinn drifting right. Passes right side to Oborn on the wing. Back out top straightaway, Allen. Left of the circle, Sanders. They feed it to a cutting Oborn, but that pass is tipped and intercepted by Wills. Wills spins back into the paint. Scoop shot with the left hand. No, but Wills will have a chance to earn him at the free throw line. Once again, I did not get a chance to even see who the foul was called on. Who'd they give it to?
And once again, it was Sanders.
Am I crazy, or are they just like, is it just a contest or a race to get that foul into the official score? Will's free throw is good. Beach in, Utterback out. Fleming in, Sanders out. That's second one for Russell. Both free throws good for Will's, and that's rare. 2 of 6 coming into this game from the free throw line, so good to see her make 2 in a row. Across the midcourt stripe with it is Darnell, letting her team clear up the court. Gets it in the near corner to Oborn. Skip pass, right side for a jumper no good by Allen. Rebound Ford. Ford across the logo. Right wing with it. Right on the 61st District logo. Gets it in between the circles, Eastham. 2 minutes left, first half. Ford. Picks up her dribble well behind the arc. Finds Eastham. It's going to be tipped and intercepted, though. Eastham comes back with it and gets the ball back to Ford. Free throw line. Jumper's good. Ford with...
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Olivia Beach hit a three, and Russell turned it over right after she hit that three. So Round County inbounding, and it's inbounded to Eastham. She'll get it out top to Ford. Round County only trailing by two. Wills, tough floater up, no good. Rebound's going to come down in the hands of Quinn. Quinn at the free throw line. Shot partially blocked by Ford. Rebound and a putback, though, is good for Russell. And that is going to be Darnell with six with the putback, and we're going to have a foul. And Ford will shoot some free throws with Round County trailing by four.
Oh, you know, Round County, if they'd gotten the three-pointer that had they had a wide-open player on the wing over there, they would have gone ahead in this game.
3.4 seconds left. Ford line right, shooting two free throws. First one rattles home. This one to give Ford 10 in the first half. Good. 3.4 seconds left. Inbound pass Quinn. Quinn will take it at the timeline. 1 second. Shot at the buzzer. Way off. And Round County and Russell knotted up in a tight one. We head to halftime. Russell 29. Round County 27. Much different from last week here on WIVY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time.
But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Russell led at the end of the first quarter, 20-16. Round County outscored the Red Devils 11-9 in period number two. So it's 29-27 Russell at the half. Only one lead change in the game after Round County got an early lead. Largest lead for Russell was 9 points. Largest lead for Round County, I believe, was 3. And there was one tie in the game. It came at 2. Scoring for Russell, 9 points for Bella Quinn. 4 field goals, 1 a three-pointer. 3 players with 6 points each. Steele, Darnell, and Sanders, all of them had 3 field goals. And Bethany Allen had 2 points on a field goal in the second quarter. Russell was 0 of 3 from the free throw line. For Round County, 10 points for Kelby Ford, 2 field goals and 6 of 6 from the line. 5 points each for Destiny Utterback and Olivia Beach. Each had 2 field goals and one of those being a 3-pointer. 4 points for Diamond Wills, a field goal and 2 of 2 from the line. And a 3-point field goal for Cassie Perkins and 3 points. 8 field goals for Round County, 3 3-pointers, 8 of 8 from the free throw line and 27 points. Russell, 14 of 27 at the half, 51.9%, 1 of 4 from behind the arc, and 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Round County, 8 of 22 from the field, 36.4%, 3 of 5 from three-point range, 60%, and a perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Rebounds, 15 for Round County, 14 for Russell. Nobody with more than 3 rebounds for either team. 9 fouls whistled on Russell. 3 on Round County. 10 assists for the Russell Red Devils. 3 assists each for Fitzpatrick and Steele. 6 assists for Round County. 3 of those for Kelby Ford. Turnovers, 10 on Russell. 13 on Round County. Each team had 2 block shots. Steals, 11 for Russell. 4 of those for Shaylin Steele. And 7 steals for Round County. Points off turnovers, 11 for the Red Devils. 7 for the Vikings. 4 second-chance points for Russell, none for Round County, and off the bench, Russell got 2 points, and Round County got 3. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's the 61st District doubleheader. These will be seed games. Round County and Menifee County, the girls' game will tip off at 6 o'clock, and the boys at around 7:30. Again, that's tomorrow night, right here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. We'll come back and have half number 2 after this on WIVY.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
At the end of tonight's contest, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. Again, that brought to you by St. Clair Healthcare with a couple of urgent treatment centers in Moorhead.
Brown County, 29-27. They trail Russell by 2.
No chance of us going to sleep when the band's up here.
No. The Pep Band is making their first appearance, and I must say, a rather healthy Pep Band this year. There is quite a few members of the Pep Band, more than normal.
Story of that first half, Randy, no doubt, was the run Round County made when Shaylen still had to come to the bench with two fouls.
But, you know, they had a 2 or 3 minutes when they didn't start that run. They did it all in like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, really late in the quarter. And I mentioned at the time, they had a play, ended up being a turnover, but they did have someone wide open in the wing. They could have actually taken the lead there in that half.
Russell basketball to start this second half, third quarter. It will be Steele, Quinn, Sanders, Darnell, and Fitzpatrick as Quinn will bounce it to Steele on the elbow, and she's going to be fouled immediately by Kelby Ford, and that will be Kelby's first, team's first of this third quarter.
And then Kelby had that look. Wow, if you're going to call that a foul, Shaylen still won't be in here playing very long in this half. Because they are kind of handsy, the Red Devils.
Quinn straight away gets it on the right elbow to Sanders. She'll back it out. Left of the circle, Darnell. Man-to-man defense from Round County. Darnell left to Steele. Penetrates on Ford. Steele shot blocked away by Beach. Rebound is going to go out of play, and it'll go to Round County. Last off of Russell. What a play by Beach. Put that one on her highlight reel. Steele, a Penn State commit. Actually committed on November 8th, as that's a turnover going across the timeline as Will still with the steal and is going to be fouled on the shot by Ford. And two free throws upcoming for Steele. I was looking. She was one of 5 signees on November 8th for that Penn State women's program. First free throw, no good.
Good to see those signees. I don't like that everything goes to the portal, through the portal these days.
Second free throw, still good. Round County trailing by 3 as
Utterback looks at a 1-2-2 zone by this Russell Red Devil team. Pass across the court, tipped out of bounds by Steele as Wills once again pass. Too slow and Steele able to get a hand on it. At midcourt, Utterback will bounce it into the backcourt to Ford. Kelby Ford, just an eighth grader. Kelby spins at the top of the key. Left wing, Utterback. Three left side, no good. Rebound will come down to Russell, and that's Fitzpatrick. Quick outlet to Bella Quinn. Senior Quinn takes it baseline left, all the way under the bucket. Reverse lay-in, no. Rebound will come down to Fitzpatrick. Back to Quinn, air balls, a two-point jumper. Wills with the rebound. Wills loses it at midcourt. Stolen by Steele, and Steele with the left-handed lay-in. Steele with nine. Tied with the Bella Quinn for the leading scorer. Russell lead at five. Pass up the court. Tipped off the fingertips of Ford and out of bounds, and it'll go to Russell. Turnover, Lady Vikings. Easton will come in. Wills will come catch a breather. Quinn bounces it to Steele. Here on Claudia Hicks Court and Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Still right of the circle. 5-point edge for Russell. Steele to the left elbow. Left low block. Runner hits the bottom of the rim. No. Rebound Beach. Outlet to Utterback. Utterback to Ford. Ford bounces off of her hands, and coming away with it is the Red Devils. Sanders gets credited with the steal. Up the court to Quinn. Left elbow. Gets it now left wing to Darnell. She'll go baseline. Bounces it across the paint to Fitzpatrick. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will go on Ford, and she's picked up a quick three all here in the third quarter. Line right as Fitzpatrick missed two free throws back-to-back in the first half, but makes the first here. Wills will come back in as Ford will catch a breather with three fouls. Both free throws good this time by Fitzpatrick. She's got four. Seven the lead with 5:50 third quarter. Utterback to Wills across the timeline. Pass tipped and stolen, but taken right back by Beach, and then Beach gives it right back herself. Neither team wanted to hold on to it. Darnell at the timeline, up the court to Quinn. Lay in, no good. Rebound and a putback by Steele, no good, but she'll go and shoot two free throws. Easton will pick up her second, team's fourth of the quarter.
Looked like a pretty good block.
First one good by Steele. She's now in double figures with 10. Timeout, Matt Stokes. Round County trailing by 8, 5:35 left here in the third quarter. And it's going to be a full timeout. We'll step aside here on WIBY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Today involving a former Round County alum, as Steele will be at the line to shoot two free throws for Russell. First one on the way, and actually she'll just shoot one, I beg your pardon, as she did make the first, and I'll get to that cool news about a Round County alum here in our next break in the action, as Utterback across the logo to Easton, back to Utterback. Now Easton left side, right elbow Walker, takes it into the paint, right-handed lay-in too strong, rebound Easton, and is but she will be fouled. Tack that one on Fitzpatrick, her third, team's first for Russell here in the third quarter.
as Eastham will inbound under her own bucket to her left. 9-point lead for Russell. Inbound to Beach at the free throw line. Quickly back to Eastham, left low block. Lay-in, no good. Rebound will come down to two players, Eastham and also Sanders, and a jump ball's called. And it'll stay with Round County. Oborn will come back in. Fitzpatrick will go to the bench. Eastham looking to inbound. Finds Utter back on the left wing. Back to Eastham in the corner. To Walker. In the paint to Beach. Quickly back out to Utterback. To the left elbow. To Walker. Left wing three. No good. Rebound Eastham left baseline. Back to Walker. In the corner. Passes up to three. Goes to Utterback on the wing. Back to Walker. To Eastham in the corner. To Walker. Left wing three. No good. Rebound will come down to Russell. And they're going to lose it out of play. Last off of Darnell. Round County win down under their own bucket. Russell leading by nine still. 4:49. Eastham bounces it into Beach. Right-handed lay-in. Hits the bottom of the rim. No good. Out of bounds it goes to Russell.
Poor Brantley Walker, such a good three-point shooter last season, is 0-for. About 16 or 17 now this year. It just, and she's a good shooter. Just one of those stretches.
Russell with the basketball and a 9-point lead almost midway through the third quarter. In between the circles, still. Cuts to the elbow. Stops. Pops from there. No good. Rebound Beach for Round County. And outlet up to Utterback. Utterback. Pass across the court. Intercepted by Quinn. Quinn stops at the left low block. Bounces it across the paint to a wide open Oborn, who lays it up and in. Her first points. Largest lead of the ball game at 11, 38-27. 4:10 left third quarter. Eastham at the midcourt line. Eastham has it stripped away. It's going to be passed up the court to Quinn. Quinn, bounce pass across the paint to Steele. Misses the lay-in. That one slipped out of her hand. Rebound Round County's Utterback. Left wing Wills. She goes baseline left, and it's poked out of play, and it'll stay with Round County on their end. This isn't pretty. Either way. I'm not going to single out any player or any team. It's just not pretty either way. Three-point jumper. Good for Olivia Beach. Again, her second of the game. Beach with eight. Steele taking it from coast to coast and going to be fouled on the shot by Walker. Her first, team's fifth, and Steele will go shoot two free throws. Back to what I was talking about the Round County alum, it's Amber Riddle. Amber Riddle, one of five outstanding alums that will be inducted into the Morehead State Athletic Hall of Fame, as the first free throw was good from Steele. Also getting inducted, Sean Hogan with baseball, Oscar Jones with track and field, Peggy Osborne, the faculty athletic representative, and Leslie Littmore with volleyball. So congratulations, Amber Riddle. That occurs in February in 2024. Second free throw from Steele, like I said, good though. Round County with it, and they're going to turn it over and commit the foul. Turning it over is Walker, and then Eastham commits the foul, and we're going to have some free throws as Round County's in the penalty. Eastham picks up her third. First free throw is good for Oborn. She'll shoot one more. No good. Rebound off the hands of Beach. She will control it, though. Beach passes it across the court to Walker. Finds Eastham. Left wing. Three on the way. Good. Much needed. Eastham gets her first field goal and the lead down to eight. Steele, though, at the free throw line on the other end. Takes it with a tough four-foot floater, and that one's good. Steele has got nine here in this quarter alone, 15 for the game. Wide open, right low block is Beach. Lands there. What a find from Utterback. Beach now in double figures with 10. Give the assist to Utterback. Quinn with the left wing. Quinn will take it baseline. Runner no good. Rebound off the hands of Walker, out of play. 2:48, third quarter. Russell leading by eight. Inbounding Russell. They bounce it into Steele. Shot.
partially blocked by Beach. Rebound's going to be off the hands of Russell out of play. Last to touch it was Sanders. Easton walks it across the logo, passes it across the court to Utterback. Man-to-man defense from Russell. Utterback bounces it to Easton right wing. Easton brings it in between the circles. Easton almost loses it, gets a step on the defense, gets it right wing Beach. Beach up with the three, no good. Rebound baseline left to Russell's Darnell. 2:15, third quarter. 8 the lead still for the Lady Red Devils. Holding on the logo is Kennedy Darnell, sophomore guard. Drifting right, man-to-man from Round County. Backdoor feed to Quinn. Quinn's doubled on the right low block, forces it back out in the corner, now out onto the wing. She gets it to Darnell, who will take up the right-handed floater. No good, but was hit across the head. Utterback, the guilty party, her first, and going to the line will be Darnell, and she'll shoot two. Riddle leads in Morehead State in home runs all time with 36. Hurst in RBIs with 148. Drew 109 walks, Randy, which is 30 more than second place. Just video game-esque numbers. First free throw good for Darnell. Second one no good. Rebound on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Russell, and it'll stay on their end with 1:55 left, third quarter, and the Red Devils leading by 9.
Russell does so many smart things. Instead of bending over to try to get the ball, they hit the floor and try to recover it like a fumble, football-wise.
Inbounds pass from Steele. No one home on the wing. To Round County it'll go. Unforced turnover there. See if Round County can take advantage. 2-2-1 full court pressure from Russell. Utterback pushes the pace to get it across the timeline. Left wing Utterback to Easton. Back to Utterback straight away to Beach. Hits a cutting Utterback. Right-handed lay-in won't fall. Rebound will come down to Steele and Utterback both, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow will keep it with Round County. For Russell, Bethany Allen will check in. Hannah Sanders will catch a breather. Inbound pass, Utterback on the wing. Utterback takes it into the paint. Right-handed scoop shot, no, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Darnell will pick up her second, team second. Utterback's first free throw is no good. One more free throw upcoming for Utterback. On the way, and no good as well. Rebound, Quinn for Russell. 90 seconds left, third quarter, as Quinn crosses the timeline.
Those were Round County's first free throw misses of the night.
Quinn still with it, drifts to the right side, bounces it straight away to Allen. Allen back to Quinn on the right wing. Quinn backs it out well behind the arc now, resets the play. 1:10, third quarter. Quinn takes it to the right wing, hands it off to Darnell, bounces it to Steele, left side of the court, all the way into the corner, gets it to Oborn, back straight away, Steele behind the arc. Steele, shot fake to the elbow, into the paint, shot up, good, count it, and she's fouled. Foul will go on Utterback, her second, and Steele at the line to shoot one. Steele. 18 now, she makes the free throw. Furnish will check in for the first time. Beach will come to the bench. Josie Furnish, 5'7", 8th grader. 58 seconds left, third quarter. 12 the lead for Russell. Easton looking. Long pass up the court. Walker will track it down on the left wing. Walker is going to be fouled by Quinn. That will be Quinn's second, team's third. 55.5 left in this third frame. Easton went down to our left in front of the Round County bench, bounced into Utterback. Utterback, crossover dribble to her left, to the wing. She'll hand it off to Wills. Wills into the painted area. Wild shot off the glass. No. Rebound comes down to Easton. Left wing, Utterback. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound will be tracked down in the corner. Defensive rebound for Russell with 36 seconds. It's Quinn. Quinn across the logo. Hits the brakes at the free throw line. Step back jumper, no good.
And Brindley Walker goes down, and she is in some pain as that jumper, like I said, no good. And it is a 12-point lead for Russell with 29.1 seconds left in the third quarter. And Brindley Walker gingerly getting up under her own power and making her way over to the bench. The way she's reacting, it looks like she may have banged knees with somebody the way that she went down and quickly got back up on her own. So Ford will come in as Walker will immediately go all the way back to the training room. Hopefully that's nothing major. 12 to lead for the Lady Red Devils, 29 seconds left, third quarter. Ford across the timeline. She'll hit the brakes there. Brings it back straight away in between the rings. Ford takes it inside the arc to the left low block. Shot up. Count it. What a finish by Ford, and she'll go to the line. A steal will pick up her third. Ford with now 12 and a chance to make it 13 and to cut the lead to single digits with 18.4 left in the third quarter. Ford, 6 of 6 so far today, 7 of 7 now, 13 for her. Bennett Thomas, 5'6 freshman in for the first time. 18.4, Russell can hold for one shot. Crossing the timeline with 11 seconds is Bella Quinn. 6 seconds, Quinn to the left wing. Kicks it in the corner for a three on the way that is no good. Rimmed out by Oborn, and we have a foul on the rebound. They're going to get Wills. That's going to be her third, and that will be two free throws upcoming for Russell for Kennedy Darnell with 0.7 left in the third quarter. First one on the way from Darnell's good. Darnell with 8 and a chance to make it 9. The lead at 10. Free throws good. Lead now out at 11. Furnish inbound to Eastham. 3 at the buzzer is well short. And 11 points the lead for the Lady Red Devils. 8 minutes left in this one. Fourth quarter when we come back here in Moorhead.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
I don't know if you saw, Randy, but Shohei Ohtani chose the deferral option on his contract. So from 2024 to 2034, he gets $2 million. And then after that, for 10 years, he gets $68 million. Just saw that today. Not as good as Bobby Bonilla's or whatever his contract was. Fourth quarter rolling along here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Still gets a feed from Quinn. Can't connect. 12 seconds in as Round County trailing Russell by 11. 15 seconds in now as Eastham gets it across the timeline for Round County. Eastham gets it to Utterback in between the circles. Utterback to the left wing. Crossover dribble. Takes it into the corner. Hands off to Wills. Wills into the paint. Kicks it right wing Eastham. Eastham now shovels it across the court to Utterback. Utterback to Eastham left wing. Fakes left. Goes back right. Utterback right of the circle to Thomas. Thomas back to Eastham. The lead at 11 for Russell again. Fourth quarter. Utterback brings it straight away. 13 for Kelby Ford, who sits on the bench right now for Round County as Thomas, Bennett Thomas gets the pass and has her pocket pick. It's going to be stolen and going to the other end and getting easy lay-in is Gabby Oborn, as Oborn now
with 5 points. Utterback crosses the timeline. 6:45 left fourth quarter. Utterback is doubled in the corner. Utterback is going to have a timeout called by Coach Matt Stokes. As Russell leading by 13 with 6:41 left here in the fourth quarter. Morehead State men back in action here at home in Johnson Arena on the other side of town against St. Mary of the Woods out of Indiana. December 14th, 7 o'clock. Then they will go on the road up in Bloomington December 19th at Indiana at 6:30. The Morehead State women, they will not be back in action here in Morehead until after the new year, when the Morehead State men and women will host an OVC Thursday-Saturday two-game series against Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State.
Can you believe it's going to be 2024?
Yeah.
I know, you're a realist.
Yeah.
Utterback gets in the backcourt and will cross the timeline with 6:35 left fourth quarter. Russell leading by 13. Ford is checked in as Beach loses it out of play. Last off of Russell's, double check that number. Yeah, that's Oborn. Ford to inbound in front of the Round County bench. Tossed into Utterback. Utterback near corner Wills. Shot fake. Spins left. Cut off by Oborn. Wills has to get it to Ford, who comes and saves her. Ford to Utterback on the wing. Utterback takes it to the right side now. Picks up her dribble, looking to get it to Eastham, and does. Eastham drifts right. Feeds it in the paint to Beach. Beach, one dribble down. Ball falls to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow will give it to, well, we'll keep it, rather, with Round County. Ford will inbound. Ford tosses it straight away. Eastham, shot fake. Goes right wing to Utterback. Utterback brings it in between the circles, picks up her dribble after almost losing it. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, and Brown County trailing by 13. Ford holding straight away with a foot on the midcourt logo. Ford takes it to the right side, gives it off to Beach. Beach, she's going to penetrate baseline. Cut off there by Fitzpatrick. Passes it straight away, Utterback. Left wing Ford, she'll go baseline. Floater from five, no good. Rebound and a put back by Easton, no, but she's fouled. And will go to the line with a chance to earn him. Fitzpatrick will pick up her fourth. Team's first of the quarter, and Eastham will go line left and shoot two. Eastham's first free throws of the game. She misses the first. Second one for Lauren is good. Splits a pair. She's got four in the evening. Lead down to 12. 5.5, fourth quarter. Long pass up the court. Wide open. Right corner. Three. No good by Oborn. Offensive rebound steal. Put back no. Rebound Olivia Beach. Beach will clear it up the court and hand it off now at three-quarter court to Utterback, who will cross the timeline. 5:17, fourth quarter. A 12-point deficit still. Utterback bounces it to Ford, right wing. Ford goes baseline, penetrating on steal. Pass across the paint. Eastham wide open is Lauren Eastham. Ford with the assist. I couldn't see who that was, but whoever was guarding Eastham came over to help and guard Ford, and no one helped back. Under five, fourth quarter, 10 the lead for Russell. Still gets it with her back to the bucket at the high post on the right elbow. One-arm pass in the corner to Oborn. She'll force up the three. Misses everything.
That's a tackle, and they're not going to call a foul.
Rebound comes down to Round County as Utterback got tackled, as Randy alluded. Eastham saves the day, gets it back to Utterback, now to Wills. Wills right-handed lay-in, no good. Rebound will come down to Quinn. Quinn, long pass up the court. Sanders, light-handed lay-in, misses everything. Well, barely grazed the rim, pretty much missed everything from point-blank range. Ford up the court to Beach. Pass down low to Wills. Is going to be out of bounds, and it will stay with Round County under their own bucket. And that's a blown call by one of the officials.
Absolutely.
That should be Russell basketball.
Now two of them are missing.
Well, the officials conversed, and they still keep it with Round County, which is the wrong call. Ford, inbound pass to Eastham. Quick lay-in up, no good. Rebound Eastham. Gets it to Ford. Baseline right. Ford keeps possession. Second chance opportunity for Round County, trailing by 10.
Ford in between the circles, fourth quarter. Ford drifts left, gets it to Perkins on the left wing. She'll bring it and get it straight away. Beach. Beach thought about the three, takes it to the elbow, spins into the paint. Shot up, no good, partially blocked, coming away with it. Steele. Steele, right-handed lay-in, good on the other end. Steele now with 20. 12 the lead, past the midway point, fourth quarter. Wills across the logo. Wills on the wing, hands it off to Beach, who will come and get it there. Beach now drifting straight away, well behind the arc, passes it across to Easton. Right wing, Wills. Wills will back it out on the midcourt logo. 3.5 fourth quarter. Right wing to Kelby Ford. Ford straight away to Beach. Beach left wing to Wills. Ford will cut through. Instead, will find Easton, though. Left low block. Lay-ins there. Good feed from Wills. Easton with 5 in this quarter, 8 in the game, and a timeout taken by Russell. 30-second timeout with 3:13 left in the fourth quarter. Russell leads Round County by 10. 53-43.
Lauren Easton's had a great game, not just by scoring points, but how hard she's played and then has generally been protective of the ball on the offensive end. And you can't say that a lot for Round County now. They've had a lot of turnovers, but she's given them a real lift. Don't forget tomorrow night, 61st District seed doubleheader. Round County and Menifee County will meet right here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium.
Did you see the big news today, though? And this is the kind of news that people need to pay attention to with everything going on in the world. McDonald's has announced in 2025 the snack wrap is coming back. Breaking news. But why do we have to wait until 2025? I mean, come on.
Wow.
I mean,
they got to bring the McRib back 3 or 4 times before then.
I have a joke there, but we don't have enough time. Back underway, Russell with the basketball and a 10-point lead. Still top of the key to the right elbow, all the way to the right low block, and the lay-in over top of Ford is there, 22 for the 5'6 senior Penn State commit. Ford, in between the circles, takes it into the paint. Turnaround shot, no with the right hand. Rebound off the hand of a Lady Red Devil, out of bounds as Perkins tried to save it in. And it hit her hand, then hit the sideline, and it'll go back to Russell with 2:47 left in the fourth quarter.
My McRib joke is one of the blue-collar guys says, why did they only have the McRib for 1 month? And he says, well, it takes 11 months to kill whatever kind of meat that is that they used to make the McRib. 12 the lead for the Lady Red Devils, 2.5, and make that 14 the lead as Steele gets a great feed and now has 24 as she finishes with the right hand as Utterback in transition on the other end hits the three. 8 for Utterback. Quinn up the court. Right wing finds Darnell. Floater baseline right goes over top of the rim. Offensive rebound. Put back, blocked away. And Sanders shot blocked by Beach. And Utterback has it poked away at the timeline. And this game not over yet. Round County, though, has got to finish in close.
Yeah. And they can't just put their head down and run up the court when they've got someone wide open. You got to be able to keep your head up.
Ford gets the inbounds pass. Approaching 2 minutes left, fourth quarter. 11 the lead. Furnish with it, right wing straightaway, Easton. Left wing to Perkins. Perkins, one dribble down, passes it across the court, behind the arc, right side, Ford to Utterback. Round County needs to get a shot up. Utterback in the painted area, pass straightaway, Easton. Back to Utterback, right wing. Fakes right, goes left, hands off to Ford, back to Utterback. 1:40 left, fourth quarter. 11 the lead for the Red Devils. Utterback takes the screen from Ford, drifts to the right side, in between the circles to Kelby. Kelby takes it to the elbow. Kelby spins back right in the paint. Right-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound comes down to the Red Devils. Outlet up to Quinn. Under 90 seconds left, fourth quarter. Quinn in between the circles to Steele. Steele angles right to Sanders' right wing. Straight away, Allen. Allen bounces it left of the circle, Fitzpatrick. To Steele, backdoor feed to Quinn. Reverse lay-ins there for Bella Quinn, the senior, and that gets her in double figures now with 11.
Tired defense right now. Rams had a lot of minutes with these players out there, and they're playing a little bit tired.
Under a minute left in the fourth quarter, and Russell is going to defeat Round County for the second time in 2 weeks. Wills and Beach will check in. 45 seconds left, fourth quarter.
13 the lead for Russell. Easton gets the inbounds, quickly back to Ford. Ford brings it straight away. They feed it in the paint to Beach. Spins to her left. Fadeaway shot partially blocked. That by Allen. Rebound will come down to Quinn. She'll cross the logo with half a minute left. Quinn to the free throw line. Shovels it off for a left-handed lay-in. No good. Missed by Sanders. Rebound out of play, and it'll stay with Russell on their side of the court with 20.9 left fourth quarter. Russell inbound under their own bucket, but it's just a moot point at this point. Inbound steal. Shot up. No good. Rebound Ford. Ford takes it across the logo. 13 seconds to Wills. Wills pass intercepted. Trying to get it into the paint. Coming away with it is Sanders. She'll go coast to coast. Misses a wide open lay-in. Holy cow. Utterback with the rebound. Pass up the court to Ford. It's going to be off her foot out of play as time expires. And this one goes official. Russell 59, Round County 46 in girls action here tonight. We'll send it back to Owen at the station. Come back and Randy will give you some stats. We'll chat with Coach Matt Stokes and wrap this one up as Russell wins by 13 over Round County here tonight here in Moorhead.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for the holidays? Thank Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64, loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Final score 59-46. Russell wins. They led 20-16 into the first quarter, 29-27 at the half, 49-38 in the three, and then 59-46. The final biggest lead of the game was 14 points. The final margin was 13. We had one tie. It came at two, and we had one lead change. Round County's biggest lead was 3. Scoring for Russell, 24 points for Shaylin Steele, 11 for Bella Quinn, 9 for Kennedy Darnell, 6 for Hannah Sanders, 5 for Gabby Oborn, and 2 each for Fitzpatrick and Allen. For Round County, 13 points for Kelby Ford, 10 points for Olivia Beach, 8 points each for Destiny Utterback and Lauren Easton, 4 points for Diamond Wheels, and 3 for Cassie Perkins. We'll go ahead and do this. Of course, our Round County Viking Player of the Game is sponsored by St. Clair Healthcare. And a good name for Kelby Ford. So what I'm about to say is, you know, there were some other candidates, but it was a pretty easy choice in this one, and that's Lauren Easton. She came off the bench to have 8 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 block shots, and only 1 turnover in a game when Round County had 25 of them. She was 3 of 5 from the field total, 1 of 3 from behind the arc, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Lauren Easton, the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking Player of the Game. Russell, 23 of 57 from the field, 40.4%. 1 of 7, 14% from behind the arc, and 12 of 18, 67% from the free throw line. Round County, 15 of 45, 33%. 6 of 13 from three-point range, 46%, and 10 of 13, 77% from the free throw line. Rebounds, Round County won that battle, 37 to 32 for Russell. The leading rebounder with 7 was Shaylin Steele. For Round County and the leading rebounder in the game, it was Lauren Easton with 11. 14 fouls on Russell, 12 on Round County. The assists, 13 for Russell. Their high assist person was Shaylin Steele with 4. 12 assists for Round County, 5 of those for Kelby Ford. 12 turnovers for Russell, 25 for Round County. 4 blocks for Russell, 4 for Round County. 20 steals for Russell, 7 for Round County. Points off turnovers, 25 for Russell to 7 for Round County. That is 18, and the margin of the game was only 13. Second chance points, 8 for Russell, 1 for Round County. And off the bench, Round County got 11, and Russell got 7. Again, our Viking player of the game was Lauren Easton. Glancing over the stats here, see if anything jumps out. Let's talk about Shaylin Steele. 10 of 20 from the field, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. She had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block shot, 7 steals, and 26 points for Shaylin Steele. We'll be back and wrap this one up. Hopefully talking with Coach Matt Stokes after this on WIVY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Well, let's find something positive. When you give up 25 points on turnovers to 7, and you only lose by this margin, and you're in the game throughout, there had to be some good things done.
Yeah, I mean we kind of talked. Coach Brown brought it up at the end of the game. He's like, we're a pretty good half court defensive team. Like when they're focused and engaged in what's going on, we're pretty good in a half court set. I think the last couple of minutes, our girls kind of gave up. They knew they weren't coming back, and they got really lazy and didn't cover the spots that they should and usually cover. So, defensively, we're pretty close to where we need to be. Our offensive end is the biggest struggle right now. I mean, you see 25 turnovers. It's two games in a row we've played them. We've had 25 turnovers. So the offensive end has to get better. It's either we start taking care of the basketball, or we're going to pump the brakes on how fast we get up the floor, because it's just too many empty possessions that we're giving up against a really good basketball team. And you got someone like Shaylin Steele who's going to Penn State, and she had a phenomenal game, but you can't just give her those type of possessions. She's going to take advantage of it every time.
They hit 52% in the first half and 30 in the second, but there were so many times in that first half when I know, we have four kids out there who can play guard and who do play guard, and sometimes when you get in rotation, somebody forgets to get back, and they had a whole lot of times they beat us down the floor because just nobody was back.
And, part of that is us. We haven't really focused on that this year, so I can take credit for that when they get those little snowbird breakaways. We tried to make that adjustment in game. Diamond's really good about being able to get back because she's not one of them that we want crashing the offensive rebounds. We talked about having Kelby get back, but Kelby does a good job of going after rebounds. So that's something that we're really going to have to focus on. It was brought up, early in the first quarter. So that's a first half thing that we were working on. But, yeah, they get down the floor quick, and we kind of, even after a made shot, we kind of did a home run trot back, and they were sprinting back. There's things there that, I think if we work on, we're going to be okay. I mean, it was an ugly game for us. We lost by 13, but you lost to one of the best teams in the region, and you didn't play very solid. So, credit to Russell, their little half-court trap we struggled with, and we kept trying to make the same pass over and over. I called a timeout, and I told the girls, I said, Shaylin Steele's been playing varsity basketball for 6 years. You're not making a pass on her side of the floor. Like, you can't throw a skip pass to her side. She's going to get it every time. She's that good. And, we just kept doing it. And we just, a lot for us to work on, but we'll get there. We're still early in the season. We got a lot of young kids playing basketball for us right now. And so we're going to have a lot of growing pains, especially when you play some teams like this. And, when we can sit down and watch film and look at this stuff and say, hey, we know exactly what we need to work on, then that's a good sign, because we know these are things that we can fix.
again, let's just mention Lauren. What a good stat line she had, and she wouldn't shoot early when she was in.
Right.
She wouldn't take it. And finally she got into the flow of things, and wow, 11 rebounds. That's outstanding.
Yeah, and she got two block shots, two assists. And Lauren, if you watch her pass the ball, that's how we want our girls to pass it. You know, she's got that softball arm. She throws a chest pass. It's getting to you. She's going to throw it hard. You know, she's kind of been one of those that we have to play. We can play her at point guard. She can handle the basketball. Like I said, she makes great passes. You know, and she could play all five positions for us. But she really came in and gave us a spark, you know, especially when Brindley went down. You know, those other five girls really had to add a lot of extra minutes. You know, probably more than we wanted to with the game we've got tomorrow night. But, you know, like I said, we're still learning. We're in the learning process, and we got to have these girls out there as much as we can on the floor together.
Well, it is a new season tomorrow night. It's the first seed games. You know, Drew Schwartz, his first season there, and poor Drew, he's been hit with the injury bug, and that's when you're at a small school with a small roster, that's the last thing you need.
That's tough, and I hate saying it for anybody. You know, and we went through it last year. We had enough kids that we could fill the spots, but anytime you have an injury to any kid, it's tough. You know, we'll see what Brindley's status is for us. You know, that'll be a tough one for us to feel too if she can't go tomorrow night. And, you know, hopefully Mandy's down there working her magic and getting her feeling better really quick. But, you know, that's what we told the girls. I said, now our season starts. Our biggest game of the year is tomorrow night. Like, it's our goal is to keep that district championship with us. So that starts tomorrow night with Menifee County, you know, and that's the biggest game for us. Like, it really is.
Got another Shaylin tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know.
Baker.
She that girl likes to get to the basket. You know, she likes to lower that head and get to the basket. So that's something we've got to be ready for. You know, you don't have a much prep time to get ready for them tomorrow. So I'll probably go home tonight, watch the little bit of film I do have on them and try to come up with a report. You know, even for tonight, we kind of changed some stuff in the locker room before the game started from when we played Russell before, and it worked when we actually did it. You know, we would kind of take some plays off and like, why didn't you go? When that ball goes here, you know it's an automatic, you go there. And we just didn't do it. We're just not staying focused as much as we should be throughout this ball game.
Well, the boys play the second game tomorrow night. They have been exciting, to say the least, the way that they've played. They play a defense a lot like Russell did. They, you know, you turn your back, you turn your head, and that's trouble. They're going to pick your pocket. And, of course, from the Menifee County boys' side, they have one of the better players in the region, Brevin Ricker.
It'll be a fun night. You know, and come out, watch these girls play some basketball. They're working. You know, we're still trying to get it up and down the floor and have an up-tempo style. We're working hard, but, you know, come out and support them. The boys are going to be right after us, and they are a lot of fun to watch. You know, they really get it down the floor, and they've got so many kids that can score. But it'll be a fun night of basketball, a good district tournament game to start us off, and hopefully we can both pull off a win.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for coming up. And again, that many points off turnovers, and you still stuck in there to the end.
We were right there, so it's not all bad news, but it's not ever the best news either. So,
well, again, thanks to St. Clair for being the sponsor of our St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. That went to Lauren Eastham tonight, and thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls. And the folks at Russell for their assistance in getting ready for this one. And, of course, always Coach Stokes and his staff. JV game went to Russell 46-44. That's going to wrap it up. Again, we'll be back with you tomorrow night for a twin bill beginning at around 5:45 with the pregame show, 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls' game. And for my partner, Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rallin County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.